and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's the Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Poppy Montgomery is our guest tonight. She's from the new show on CBS, Without a Trace. It is on Thursday nights at 10 o'clock. And this is the first season, but it's doing real well, right?
Yeah, which is surprising because we're up against ER. So for us, we were all happily surprised.
And you're Australian, right?
I am.
Did she have an accent 5 minutes ago?
No.
I didn't think so. It's
no,
amazing.
No, I lost it.
Well, we were doing all the talking.
That's
she was
true,
sort
let's
of
be fair.
Listening.
Nodding her head, but in a very American way, not that down under sort of head nod you've grown so familiar with. But I was reading Poppy's sisters' names, which are Rosie, Thorn, Daisy, Yellow.
Marigold Sun, Lily Bell.
Lily Bell. Do you have like
and my brother is Jethro Tull. That's not on there, is it?
No.
No. Yeah.
Do you have a crazy hippie parents?
No. They don't even have that excuse.
Well, what's up with them?
My mom just liked flowers. She had these, there were these flower fairy books.
Is Jethro Tull a type of flower?
Well, no. Jethro Tull is, she liked Jethro Tull,
like
70s, you know, too.
70s flute-driven rock as well.
The girls came from the flower fairy books.
I
Jethro
see.
Tull was a whole other
oh my God.
Crime.
And they weren't high.
No. Apparently not, but you know, what are they going to tell me that they were?
Poppy does at least refer to it as a crime.
Yeah. But were they like ultra liberal?
Very liberal. Still are.
And I mean, but could you call them
hippies? No, God, no.
But they weren't hippies.
No, not hippies. My mom was a model for Mary Quant in London, and my dad was like, you know, London, Australian bad boy. They were
what did he do for a living?
He nothing for a long time, and now he owns a chain of restaurants in Australia.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's in the catering world, which I thought he'd be a rock star or an artist or something, but no.
So he was just one of those sort of good-looking bad boy types?
Yeah.
Rebel type?
Yeah, from a wealthy, you know, his family had money, my grandmother, so he got to sort of run around London and be a playboy.
And he caught the eye of your model mother at the time?
I think she caught his eye.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah, but... But she should catch his eye. She shouldn't catch her eye.
Whatever.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He pursued.
He didn't have
a
job.
He didn't catch her eye.
She was a model. She caught everyone's eye.
He pursued. Well, exactly. She responded.
Right.
Precisely.
Nice.
And then they moved to Australia, and the rest is history.
And you grew up in Australia?
I did.
Everybody, and I'm not just blowing smoke at you, but
nice.
I had a friend recently come back from Australia. Yeah. Everybody goes to Australia, like goes... Oh my God! I just got. It was amazing, and I go, yeah, it sounds great, And they go, no, you don't understand. You have to go.
You do have to go.
Like you don't get that with Hawaii. You don't get that with Europe. You get it was nice. There's lots to see.
Yeah.
It was good, but you don't get people grabbing you by the arm and going, no, don't understand. You're going. You have to go.
It's fantastic.
Well, what is that? Do you know what that is?
It's different. It's
very
different.
Because there's beaches everywhere.
There's beaches everywhere. Sydney is an amazing city. The people are great. The people are fantastic.
That's what people...
It's a fun place. People have very few inhibitions. They drink and they party and they say what they think and they're friendly. And so it's fun. You sort of...
So is it very different being out here for you, for instance?
I haven't been home for so long. It is very different.
I mean, especially in L.A., I would
especially
assume.
Especially L.A. L.A. is a world unto itself. But, L.A. is different from anywhere I've ever been in the world. But especially different from Australia. Australia is not a show business country, really. Although, so many actors, wonderful actors are coming out of there. And we took over the Golden Globes last year. All the Australians kept winning.
Oh, really? Like
Rachel Griffiths and Russell Crowe and Cate Blanchett, Naomi Watts, Heath Ledger. There's so many.
Oh, really? They're all Australian.
All Australian.
It
is Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman's Australian?
Yeah.
Huh. Hmm. Well, maybe acting is like music in the sense that, you know, Seattle gets hot for a while, and then Orange County gets hot for a while.
Right.
An Australian now enacting
Long
is
Beach
hot.
Gets hot, you know, a bunch of rappers. You know, maybe Australia is...
It appears to be right now.
All right. Huh. Well, you're keeping it going. I mean, not in such grand style as those guys. I mean, those are big names. They'd never be on this show, but you're doing what you can. That's
I'm
the
doing
point.
What I'm doing my part.
That's the point. Joshua, you're 28?
Yeah.
What's up?
I have a fetish. I've had it since I was a little kid. And I've recently met a woman here in Dallas, and I can't seem to get it out of my mind when I'm with her.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
And I want to get it out of my head because she's not into it, and I don't want to jeopardize the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how.
What? It's just bogus.
Yeah, we don't believe you.
Yeah, it's bogus.
What?
That's not the way somebody asks the question about something that's bothering them.
Yeah, they don't
prompt us to ask what the fetish is. That's a punchline. Then.
Well, yeah. No, I've always been interested in women blowing up and popping balloons.
Right.
Blowing up and popping.
Just blowing them up and popping them.
No, yes. No, this is bogus.
And
no.
It's not all like since the advent of the computer. You know, it's not in the internet. I mean, it's not all that rare.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
You know, I want to encourage her to get into it, but I can't. You know,
the blowing up or. And the popping of balloons?
Yes.
What if she just popped pre-blown balloons that you purchased from professional blowers, let's say? What if I use an air compressor to inflate these balloons? Would this take away from it?
Yeah, it's all about the blowing itself.
But if you could have one, the blowing or the popping, just one, which would you have?
The blowing.
You would have the blowing?
Yeah.
All right, so you don't really need the popping?
No.
Well, why don't you tell her it's your birthday and you want to throw a party for yourself?
Well, even on my birthday, it didn't happen.
She didn't blow up the balloons?
No.
Why?
Because it just...
She didn't want to see you beating off while she was blowing up the balloons?
No, and we haven't done that part of, like, relationship. We haven't beat off in front of each other. It's just always been straight sex.
Uh-huh. Are you gay?
No.
No. Come on, Joshua.
No, I'm not. Not at all, actually.
First off, you'd call yourself Josh if you weren't gay. Secondly...
No, it's just I've always called myself Joshua because it's my name.
Wow.
I mean, they refer to me as Joshua at work and everything, too.
No, I know, because they think you're gay. Now, have you ever had sex with a man?
No.
Really?
Yes.
You never have dreams about a guy?
No dreams whatsoever.
When were you born?
11/9/74.
Hmm. Never masturbated to gay erotica?
No.
What if the gay guy was blowing up a balloon?
It might do something, but it's just the balloon itself, then.
All right, hold on a second.
Why are we continuing to talk to this guy? It was a bogus call.
I don't know, because I'm intrigued. Okay, let me say this.
There's certain things we can tell are not real. This was not real.
It's bogus because it's like it's bogus when they becomes like a knock knock joke where you go knock knock and you gotta go who's there? Then you know
it's a
joke.
He went. Well, I got my girlfriend. I'm into this fetish, and she won't do anything with this fetish.
How do you know?
And then he waits. He waits for... No. He waits for us to ask. Waits and waits.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. But I'm intrigued at his choice for blowing up balloons.
You know, I don't think... I think he made a reference to these fetish websites, and I think he's even misconstruing what the fetish is.
What is the fetish?
It's something about... I've heard about this. Something about people... Expand. It's something about balloons and people popping or something, but I don't think it's about balloons so much.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, let's see. Joshua?
To answer your question on that, it's the fetish is they're classified as poppers and non-poppers.
Mm-hmm.
And I classify myself as a non-popper. I like to see people just blow up balloons, and I like to see my girlfriend or a woman.
Right.
And I've always been into balloons. You know, I own thousands of them.
You do?
Yes.
And are they inflated?
No, of course they're not. You know, 1,000 inflated balloons in my apartment, you know, I wouldn't be able to get through the door.
Do you like water balloons?
No.
What about the Mylar variety, the silvery ones?
Not at all.
Not a fan of the Mylar?
No, because you can't do anything with them. It's just the latest.
What do you do with the balloons?
I masturbate with them.
Mm-hmm.
Do
you use them over your penis, like
no,
a condom?
Not at all.
It'd be a bad sign if you could penetrate one of those balloons.
Well, there are different balloons on the market. You know, there are ones that are any range from 16 inches all the way up to, like, 72 inches.
So you masturbate with the balloons in what way? How do you use them
like
as an aid?
I'll masturbate and blow up a balloon at the same time.
Really? I think I'd have a heart attack.
Well, I've already been prone to that in my family, so it's not a big deal.
Oh, really?
Even what?
Well, he has a history of that in his family.
Why is she so averse to blowing up balloons and popping them? That's what I don't understand.
Unless if your parents find you with a balloon in your mouth and your dork in your hand, they're going to be humiliated.
No. I mean, I'm sure they would. I mean,
okay. Yeah, why won't she blow the balloon up? Because she knows you want to do it and she doesn't want to participate?
Well, no, straight sex is fine with her and everything, but she just doesn't get into balloons. She doesn't...
Why not? You're into it.
Well, you're not asking her to beat you. I mean, she just has to blow up a balloon, right?
Yeah.
I understand that, but she doesn't think that I'm interested in her, I think.
She thinks it's ultra weird and she doesn't want to participate in it. She's freaked out by it.
Okay.
Have you asked her to blow up a balloon and pop it?
Of course, and she has, like, in the past, but, you know, I want to on, like, a regular basis, and it doesn't happen that way.
All right. Well.
Like,
hold on, Joshua.
Sexually aroused.
Right.
All you had to do was blow up a balloon.
What if you got a video of people blowing up balloons while you were having sex
with him? I'm tired of Joshua. Well, they do semi-believe him now. But
I sort of do. He seemed very...
I think he studied his topic.
And he may have studied it.
It's too detached emotionally.
He sounds incredibly gay to me. There's something... Something screwed up sexually with Joshua.
That's what I wanted to write you. When
First, I got a half a syllable out of Joshua, and I thought...
Doesn't understand what we do. We sit and read people's voices all night. That's what we do.
You can just tell.
And we're, like, never wrong.
Wow.
Yeah,
the gay voice is created by the erect penis pounding on the soft palate.
All right.
And
whatever.
It's true.
Yes. God, see, look, I knew I'd learn something if I came on this show.
Imagine if I took, like, a table leg and I just rammed it into your palate.
Right.
You know,
would I have a gay
voice? After about 10 years,
on.
It would affect your speech. Absolutely. And what about just the sodomy?
I'm sure the gay community is thrilled to hear that that's how they all...
The gay community loves me because I'm sassy and speak my mind. That's what they love. All right. So listen, I would say to Joshua, this is strange, and you should try to reel it in and get a hold of it. And the fact that your girlfriend doesn't do it is probably her trying to keep you in check.
And once you engage in a fetish that is distracting from the relationship, you're going down that path. You move further and further away from intimacy.
Especially masturbating with balloons.
Yeah.
All right, Drew doesn't buy it. But listen, they have those things where they have, you know, women smashing insects.
Maybe we should go on the web. He referred to these things on the web. Maybe we'll do a little research during the
poppers
break.
And blowers.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ! What has this goddamn world come to? They don't have this in Australia.
No.
Sure they do.
No. They would make fun of you and ridicule you, and you'd be. They'd send you right.
Which
out
is no
outback.
One would talk about it in Australia.
Oh, they wouldn't.
Well, they certainly wouldn't call a radio station and talk about it. Probably not.
They would shout about it at a bar
if they had enough to drink.
Yes. Anne?
Hi.
Anne, you're 22. What's up?
Okay, I'm technically a virgin. Technically, I had oral sex before. Recently, I found a lot of tiny bumps, like, all over my vaginal area, on the vulva and everything. And I was just wondering if you guys had any idea whatsoever those might be.
Well, there's a couple of things. First of all, how long ago was the oral contact?
About 6 months ago.
Okay, and nothing all of a sudden appeared recently?
Yes.
Okay. It's probably just normal. There's all kinds of glands in the air that get infected and affected. My biggest concern is that you're so focused on that area that the small little... It's almost impossible for you to describe the dermatologic changes to me, okay?
Right.
So I can't really understand what you're describing. But there really isn't anything that's symmetrical and cause small bumps.
Well, why do you think she's so focused on it?
She's 21, never had sex.
22.
And 20, whatever. And is, you know, developed... Normal follicular inflammation, probably, and it's oh my god.
Why haven't you ever had sex?
My decision, my choice.
Do you feel that energy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What happened to you, baby?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Somebody did something to you?
Nah, just don't trust men that much.
No. Who did you wrong?
We can feel it.
Yeah.
Come on.
Where's your dad?
Oh, he's here.
He's here?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't like him, do you?
No.
What'd he do to you?
Oh, when I was younger, he used to put me down a lot.
Just emotionally put you down?
Yeah.
Did he ever hit you physically?
No.
No?
And did that lead to something else, too? Something?
No, just a lot of emotional abuse. That was it.
Was it all your dad?
Yeah, pretty much.
Why are you still living at home if this guy is such an abuser?
Well, where else am I going to go?
Well,
I'm working.
Hold on. Show of hands. Who here lives at home?
You're not 22.
Who lives at home? I do.
All right. Yeah. Show of hands. I was out of the house at 19. Your dad's an idiot. Why don't you get out of there?
I'm trying.
All right.
What's your mom up to?
Nothing much.
Is she a pain too? Is she problematic for you?
No, not at all.
Are you on any medication?
No.
Have you been hospitalized or anything? Any problems that way?
I'm sorry.
No, we got a bad connection. Yeah. There was something going on with Anne. I couldn't quite figure out what it was.
And it was for real. It wasn't little. You know what I mean?
Some energy there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey. People look at 22-year-old virgins as we should tip our hat to them, and maybe we should, but the reality is there's a reason, and it's usually not a good reason.
Well, sometimes, but there are virgins out there that are just very comfortable with their decision, but they're not calling the show and
it didn't seem like that
giving an incredible emotional energy like she had. So.
Yeah. All right. But listen, everybody who doesn't think they can move out of their house, oh, you can. I made about $218 a week when I moved out of the house. You just you get a roommate, you move into a one bedroom, and you don't worry about car insurance for a while. That's all. It's easy. Anyone can do it. You can get a job, get a minimum wage job. You can move out of the house. You can get an $8 an hour job and move out of the house. You just got to get a buddy, in a one bedroom. Robert,
am I here?
Oh, you need a futon too. That's what we had. You're 15.
Yeah, awesome. From Nanaimo, Canada, BC.
Oh, really?
Nice.
Good times. Yeah. What's up?
Okay, I've been listening to you guys for like ever, but this is okay. Anyway, I'm in this foster home, right?
Yeah.
And I was just kicked out of my last foster home, and they're Mormons.
Yeah.
And they kicked me out because I'm gay.
Uh-huh.
And they adopted my 8-year-old brother.
Huh.
Uh-huh.
And I'm really pissed off.
What did you do that caused them to kick you out?
Because I'm gay.
No.
Jerked about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, why'd you tell them you were gay?
It was actually more of an accident. They had some material.
Oh, really?
Underneath my bed.
Oh, boy. That's maybe more what upset them, just the fact you had pornography.
The thing was that I've lived with them for 5 years, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute.
Yeah, did they try to change you in some way before they kicked you out?
Well, yeah, they, like, baptized me.
Oh, my.
And, like, gave me, like, a Aaronic priesthood or something.
Hey, Robert?
Yeah?
What, were you ever molested?
Yes, I was.
How old were you?
I started when I was 4 until I was 9.
Okay.
Who did it to you?
All 3 of my stepdads and my mother.
Oh, your mom.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
All right, so Robert, here's the deal. That's horrible.
Have you had some treatment or something?
Yes, I am.
Sound great, Robert. God bless you. You must have really worked hard.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now how long have you been out of the foster care?
Well, I'm still in like a one right now, but it's much better. They're really nice. They don't really care that I'm gay. They like me as a person.
But you must have had some attachment to the other family. You were there for 5 years.
Well, yeah, that's the thing is, I mean, they have my brother too. My brother.
Yeah.
Was he abused too? Probably.
I believe so.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, by the way, without a trace, Thursday night, it's 10 o'clock.
Oh, come on.
Well, I got to get a plug in for the
not
show.
Not there.
No, Poppy's publicist slid me a note. Said we got
she
a,
did oh, not.
She did. Said we
that
got
was,
a
he did that completely.
This
resolution.
Is what publicists do. All right. Hey, Robert.
Yeah.
All right. So let me give you some words of encouragement and words of praise and words of advice, but it's only going to be about 11 seconds. You're amazing to have survived what you've done. You sound remarkably well put together for what you've been through.
Oh, thank you.
But on the other hand, at age 15, since you need about 30 years of therapy to get over this, I've done the math, and you ain't cured yet. And you're going to have some energy. There's going to be some acting out left for you to do.
Which I'm sure you're doing, right?
You will act out. And the people that deserve the brunt of this is your mother and your dad. And the people that are going to get a lot of it is going to be principals and foster parents and bosses and employers and, you know, counselors and people like that.
Alternate schools already.
Right. Yeah. So it's like you realize you have a lot of feelings that are inside of you. You cannot channel them towards society.
Try not to.
Right.
Try not to channel yourself. Because not for their sake, but for your sake. You're going to get kicked out of another school.
Right.
You know what I mean? And you're a smart guy, and you've been through a lot, and you've gotten some therapy, and you can actually use this horrible experience to get a pretty good sense of yourself pretty early.
I'm actually trying to do a column for the Mind's Eye.
Great. I've known a number of kids that have survived what you've been through who are great writers.
Yeah.
But in order to be able to sort of maintain a job and continue to have a satisfactory life, you've got to stay with the therapeutic process. As Adam said, this stuff leaves implicit wiring in your brain that takes quite a while to rewire, like years and years and years and years. And just stay with somebody through this. Just, you know, get in there and hang in. I would imagine there's some drug and alcohol use too here, Robert, and you might look into a 12-step program because the sponsor is another way to get that same kind of connection.
All right. Well, good times. Good times.
When's that show again?
10 o'clock, Thursday night.
Hey, quit using my show to change
CBS, this Without a Trace. I got to go to on a happier note, I got to go to the dentist tomorrow. You know it's a bad sign just overall when you got to go to the dentist to get your stitches removed.
Yeah.
It just doesn't sound good.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, your assistant calls. Remember, got to be over Dr. Lasko's 2 o'clock. They got to pull the stitches. It's like, if I just woke up, I'd be like, dentist, stitches?
No.
What happened? Nothing, just the usual. Yeah, good times. Good times. And Drew, people can pretty much take their own stitches out. Can they not? I've always had pretty good success with that.
Sometimes, yeah. On your skin, certainly.
It's like cutting that string that goes around the pork roast.
Yeah.
It's no problem.
Yeah. If it's on your skin, but in your mouth, you want to make sure that things have healed before they yank them.
Yeah.
You can't really assess
okay.
that.
I think I have a pretty good feeling.
Okay.
All right. Poppy Montgomery here tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Poppy Montgomery is here. She is one of the stars of Without a Trace, Thursday nights, 10 o'clock, CBS. I was just telling a friend of mine how horrible publicists were and how much I despise them earlier tonight. But most of the country doesn't know who these people are.
Most of the country. No one.
Nobody. The publicists are the people that set people up, put them on shows. But they become sort of middlemen that are unnecessary, but they get paid tons of money and they have tons of attitude. And I was saying, we all need to not have a publicist. Like, we need to get rid of these horrible... the scourge on showbiz business known as publicists.
See, now my publicist is a good friend of mine, and I wouldn't call her scourge.
Well, there's a handful that are okay, and it's sad to see them have to go and suffer with the vermin that makes
well,
up
who
the,
do you suggest
the majority.
Handles all the details while people are busy working?
Well, I'll tell you what publicists are to showbiz. Publicists are to showbiz what special interest lobbyists are to government. Mm-hmm. Which is this group, like the group that produces fossil fuel, has a lobby. So there must be another lobbyist to combat that lobbyist. And everybody's going at it. You see what I'm saying? Instead of just letting whoever make their decision on what they want to do. And the public doesn't get what the public needs. Because if there's a strong lobby, such as the NRA, it doesn't matter if 80% of the populace wants ballistic fingerprinting. It's not going to happen because they have a strong lobby, so we don't get it. And it's the same with publicists. We should all drop our publicists and just let people... Yeah.
Oh, well, you know what? You should take the initiative and start this movement against publicists.
I don't... Yes, I have. I don't want a publicist. I have partners who insist on having publicists, and I'm under their publicist umbrella, but I'm proud to say I've never made a phone call to my publicist or emailed or had any contact.
I think you should separate yourself from that umbrella altogether, because you obviously feel so strongly about it.
Well, if I have to break up the partnership in order to get rid of the publicist,
this is obviously a big deal.
I think
they're the scourge of show business.
I think they are.
You need to lead the way of not having anything to do with them.
Well, I think, but here's the thing: we need to drop them simultaneously, because if we drop them, and you have your publicist 5 years longer and I have my publicist, then you have an unfair advantage. You
but
see what
is,
I'm saying?
But this is a strong belief of yours.
Yes, it is. And yours as well. I can.
Not at all. I come from a completely different place.
Two grand a month for this?
Three.
Oh, $3,000 a month? And here's what you do, by the way. You get rid of your publicist. You just get a personal assistant, and instead of the $3,000 a month, well, actually, they are about $3,000 a month, but you get some bang for your buck. You're going to make airline arrangements and go get your boyfriend some cologne on his on your anniversary or whatever. I mean, you get to get some actual use out of the people instead of them just sitting in the green room eating kiwi and copying an attitude. All right, I'm going to work on this.
You're playing Marilyn Monroe?
I did play Marilyn Monroe, yeah.
That's interesting. Okay. Just want to change the subject.
Yeah, let's get off the publicity.
You guys can start fighting.
We can talk about, you know, other more pertinent issues. Publicists seem to be not, you know, a big important thing in the world right now.
They're so horrible.
There's so
people.
Many worse things and worse people, especially
there's
now.
There's a handful, but not really, not in the
really?
Publicists. Yeah, I really think they're bad. Yeah, unnecessary.
The worst of the worst.
They're up there. I mean, in a realistic way, it's like attorneys aren't the worst. You know, certainly, cruel dictators are worse than attorneys. But I don't know too many cruel dictators. You see what I'm saying? I'm not paying cruel dictators.
Right.
That's
right.
What I'm saying. Within a realm. Yeah, sure.
I think you're giving them undue press. But truly, I mean, now
it's ironic.
You know, it really is. Listen, probably no one had any idea that publicists existed, and now hundreds of thousands of people.
Right. But I think that's I think that's a good thing. I think that'll help eradicate them. Stephanie.
Yeah.
You're 18.
Yeah.
What's the problem, baby?
I've had a girlfriend for about 3 years,
mm-hmm.
and a couple of guys I've gone out with.
Hold on a second. How old is she?
She's 17.
You're lesbian.
True, please.
So she was 14 and you were 15 when you started seeing her?
Yeah, but...
You're a lesbian.
I'm not a lesbian, okay? I'm bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
The guys...
You're a lesbian.
True, please. She said bisexual.
She said bisexual.
Come on. Oh, we saw your mouth move. Come on.
Couple of guys that I've gone out with have are intimidated by her, and I don't know why, because we don't care if each other has a boyfriend.
Yeah, but they would like to have a girlfriend in you.
Well,
and if you're seeing somebody else, that's not a monogamous relationship. That's sharing somebody, and that's very difficult for an intimacy to develop.
Right, well, for my ex-boyfriend, I broke up with her while we went out.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, it still didn't make him happy. I just didn't get it.
All right, but you still have your girlfriend currently.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right, you know what I'm going to do, Drew?
Yeah.
There's a couple approaches to this. Like, there's the, we should make the tanker ships with the double hull, so if they burst, they don't leak into the Sound.
Yeah.
But I'm past that. I'm on containing the leak now.
Okay.
You understand?
It's in with her.
I'm in cleanup mode.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Stephanie.
Yeah.
Don't get pregnant.
Okay.
Okay.
Have you already been pregnant? You've already been pregnant. Right?
I don't have any children.
Have you?
All right, but you had an abortion or something.
No, I haven't gotten pregnant.
Fine.
Are you
good.
On birth control?
No.
How about birth control?
How about that?
I use condoms constantly.
All right. Use them. And keep the morning after pill around just in case something happens, right?
Right.
All right.
All right.
You know what that is, right?
Yes.
All right. So number one, do not get pregnant. And 1 through 8 is don't get pregnant.
Okay.
And then the rest is I don't know what kind of chaos you're living out, but man, you
it
got
was
some chaos
it
going
was
on.
There, huh?
Okay. And I have one more thing.
Yeah.
Okay. I have my best friend Trevor. He's gay.
Mm-hmm.
And every time we go out places, all these chicks are hitting on him.
Well.
And then he has guys hitting on him too, and he's like.
He's not interested in girls.
Confused.
He's confused.
Well, he's not confused, but he doesn't understand why chicks are hitting on him.
Because he must be an attractive guy.
I'm sure he's elated that you used his name, by the way.
Huh?
Okay, baby. Don't get pregnant, right?
Okay.
All right. Nah, we're not going to be able to do anything for Stephanie. We just need her not to get pregnant.
Oh.
I have to contain.
She won't get pregnant.
Oh.
Well, maybe. Maybe she... No, if she's with her girlfriend, she won't.
Nah, that's what I was thinking. I thought, maybe that's better for her.
But what if her girlfriend has a strength?
No.
I still don't think it's possible to get pregnant.
I
mean, I could be wrong.
Wait, Oh, no, you're right. You're right. And I can admit when I'm wrong. I want you to know that.
You're a big guy.
We had a couple of rounds on the publicist thing, but when it comes to the strap-on and the fertilization thing,
you're wrong.
I'm big enough to admit that I was wrong. All right. All right. I still want to look into it.
When did you learn that a strap-on couldn't get a girl pregnant?
Just now.
I've been trying to convince him for years.
A penis is a penis. I've said many times. And why would a young lady have another young lady approach her with a strap-on if not to get pregnant? That's what I said. What pleasure could
it
possibly get out of it?
Probably for the sensation of a penis with a woman.
I just don't see that. I can't understand why a young lady would want that without at least an... I thought it was an attempt to get pregnant, even if it was symbolic.
I see a pseudo pregnancy.
Drew, the power of the mind. Don't ever underestimate. Don't ever underestimate that. Placebo penis versus real penis. You know how that placebo can work on...
You're right.
Okay. All right, so not such a madman after all. Raymond, I'm convinced that's how my sister... I mean, first child, I think that's how she got pregnant.
Yeah. I'm telling you, you can't get pregnant by using a strap-on. You have to let go of that. You have to let go.
I'm going to ask my sister about this. I'm almost sure. I'm almost sure. Raymond?
Yeah, Raymond, we're talking to you.
Hi.
Hey, yeah. You're 22. What's up?
I got a question. Every time I have sex with my girl, doggy style, she complains and she said I'm hitting her bladder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could be uncomfortable that way. You're hitting her cervix is what you're hitting, but it could put pressure on the bladder.
Are you using a strap on?
It probably doesn't need to.
Yeah.
So Raymond, what's the question?
There's no question.
Yeah, there's no question.
Some little stoner house party over there.
Yeah.
So listen.
Change positions.
Yeah, change positions.
Very simple. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's talk to Courtney. Courtney.
Yeah.
You're 15.
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I had this boyfriend, and he actually just broke up with me because I asked him if I could talk to his mom about his problem with drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like
what's he using?
Oh, he just does pot, like, uncontrollably.
Okay, all right.
He does it, like, before school, after school.
Yeah, okay.
She already knew that he did it, but not as much, and she didn't do anything. She just told him how that she didn't like it.
Yeah, it's apparent. Parents do not... She's not in a minority there, and parents in this country do not understand the implications of marijuana addiction. There's not a lot of people are not accepting of it. They don't really get it. It usually comes on in teen years, and parents want to deny that kind of thing anyway, so it's not unusual.
Look at
all.
Poppy denying it about her parents with this crazy names.
What?
Come on,
they were marijuana addicts?
Well, they had to be to come up with those names.
They're just
I'm defending them.
No, really. They weren't.
Courtney?
Yeah.
And how old is he?
He is actually 17.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And he said that if I could make it up to him before...
Hey, Courtney, why are you so intent on being with a drug addict? Was your dad an alcoholic?
No. Well, my dad is an alcoholic.
Okay. But that you understand that's why you're so hell-bent on being with an addict alcoholic yourself?
Courtney,
I'm not reading from the scream here that your dad is an alcoholic. I knew that just by virtue of how intent you are on fixing this kid. It's not your job to fix this kid.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't trying to. Like, I just want his mom to maybe, like, try and talk to him. And
Courtney, that's trying to fix him.
Yeah.
Well, look, your heart is in the right place, sort of, but you're 15, he's 17.
I know, but
if you the only thing you can fix, Courtney, really, I know it's gonna be hard to understand 15, but is you. You can fix what it means to you to have been raised by an alcoholic dad. You can't fix him. It's fine. You can help him. Fine if you want to make an anonymous tip to his mom, that will help him, but it will not sustain your relationship with him. It might kick her into gear and getting him into treatment. Other than that, that's all you can do. In the meantime, you can focus on yourself. Maybe go to some Alateen. There's some codependency recovery or some therapy and really get through what this is that's causing you to be so attracted to guys that are addicts.
All right. Well, Drew makes a valid point as usual. Courtney?
Yeah.
Sorry. You got to do the thing you don't want to do, which is always what Drew wants you to do.
Exactly.
All right. Hey, you're calling from Livermore.
Yeah.
Where is that? Is that out? That's out here, isn't it? Is that where the lab is? Isn't there a Where's Lawrence Livermore? Where's that?
I don't know. It doesn't sound like it's where Courtney lives.
Yeah, where's Livermore?
Where is Livermore?
Yeah, what state?
In California.
Northern California?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right, thank you.
I love the fact that she's shocked that... Poppy, do you know where Livermore was?
No, I don't.
I'm shocked. I'm shocked.
I can't. The mayor of Livermore can't find it on the goddamn map.
Of course she's shocked. That's her. Yes. That's her place. That's her home. That's her... You know, I'm shocked when people don't know where Paddington is.
Well,
that's where the bears live. That's where the strap bears come invented. From.
No, that's in England. I'm talking about Paddington in Australia.
Okay.
Settled by them.
We just assumed they took a handful of their names and brought them over there. They plagiarized themselves. All right, let's take a little break. Poppy Montgomery's here, all the way from Paddington. And we'll be back after this.
Hey, this is Tyra Banks, and you're listening to Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Anderson's rocking out hard to this. Who is this, Anderson?
Oh, I was not rocking out. I hate these guys. This is Strokes.
Oh, this is Strokes.
No, I screwed up and I was mad at myself.
Oh. Oh, wow. You're beating yourself
up. He's tough on himself. You don't realize this.
He uses his chin in the back of his head to beat up on his neck.
Because both of them ambidextrous over here, and I had both hands working, and I was pissed off.
Well.
Did you hear she talked right on the post? Like, she said something, and then it kicked
me.
No,
it
wasn't supposed to happen.
You know what? You're way too hard on yourself. And then other times, not hard enough, not nearly hard enough.
You're hard on yourself every night, aren't
That's
you?
That's right.
Jesus Christ. Boy, unless you're the world, you're never hard on yourself ever.
All right. Just shut the mic. Poppy Montgomery is your mic. Poppy Montgomery is our guest tonight, Without a Trace, name of her show. 10 o'clock Thursday nights on CBS and doing quite well. Up against ER and Kicking Ass.
Nice.
Yeah, it's not easy to do. How long has that ER been on? Like 9 years?
10 years.
Wow.
Wow. I'll tell you, when Clooney goes, it's all over, though. That's my prediction.
How long since you've watched ER?
I saw Clooney on it just like 5-6 years ago.
I don't want to upset you or shatter your illusions, but he's already gone, and it's still doing really well. ER, is I mean...
Yeah, because sometimes when a guy leaves a show, his essence, his spirit lives on.
Absolutely.
For a couple of episodes, 5-8 years.
Right.
But after that, after the 750th episode, he hasn't been there. It's lights out, my friend. And I think they feel that, and I think they know that, and I think they're running scared.
No comment.
Yeah, they're on the ropes. You got them on the ropes. Chris?
Yes.
You're 19?
Yes, sir.
What's up?
Okay, this is a story. I've been really in love with this girl. And I, her and I, we are together. And before she came back into my life, I kind of signed off to the Marines. I'm leaving in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
The Marines. Mm-hmm. And there's just been...
Get on your knees, scumbag!
You better do something about your sinuses before you leave for anywhere.
Oh, yes.
What is that all about?
Please don't laugh at me.
I kind of have a cold right now.
Kind of have a cold? My God.
Drew, what do you want to do? The guy's got a little congestion.
He's completely occluded.
Well, there's been so much drama attached with her. And it's because, I'm Polish. And she comes from a very, very, very hardcore Greek family. Now... Her father hates my guts to death. He hates me. So I tried getting through to this guy. He just does not like me.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Really?
Yeah.
How old is she?
She's 16.
Ooh, that's why he hates you.
Who saw My Big Fat Greek Wedding?
I see that movie.
Was that the plot?
No.
It's not really the plot. It's just...
He just doesn't...
I just want to make sure you weren't copying the plot.
Right,
of the movie.
No. But here, look.
No,
here's the reality that Chris is not... addressing, which is that the girl's 16. That's why the dad's freaked out.
Oh, really?
He's 19.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Chris, come on.
I understand that.
That's not such a big age difference.
Oh, yeah.
There's the drama that's really...
It's enough. It's enough to freak a dad out anyway. Let's put it that way.
When I was in high school, she liked me all through high school. And
you should be in second year college. She's in second year high school.
Poppy will tell her story about dating an old man.
I had many of those.
I'm sure you do. That's what that answer meant to me.
I kind of had relations with her oldest sister her older sister. Like,
oh, that must make Dad exquisitely happy now.
All right, listen, Chris, you're getting shipped off to God knows where to do God knows what to who, right?
Yeah.
Right, just focus on that. Yeah. Just go do it.
But you're
19.
Like
you're
I'm
going.
Up my pattern. And I feel like if I stay, you know, this is it. You know, she's for me. This is, you know, and I feel that if I'm leaving, I'm breaking like the. You
well,
know,
look. When are you leaving?
I go the night of the ninth. I go to Des Plaines, and I leave at 5:30. I ship off.
Where do you?
That's important.
That's about noon, I think. and you go. You're in the Navy.
No, the Marines.
Marines. Okay, so you're probably not coming back. So look. No, friendly fire. Iraq can't do anything to us. We kill more of our own guys than they do, believe you me. You'll know that whatever hits you was made, probably made like in Utah or California, one of the greater states of the Union. Hey, but Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't, you'll be back. You'll be back.
Yeah, right.
Then
be
listen,
back.
Don't break up with her. Just get out of here.
It's not time. Just, it's too much.
She's in high school. You're going off to Iraq. I mean, come on now.
Yeah.
That's enough of that.
Get your priorities lined up.
Yeah.
When you come back, she'll maybe, you know, 16, 17, 18. Then the age difference doesn't really matter so much.
Australians were, they're great fighters because they, the only
Have
army.
Have you seen Gallipoli?
No, I should. I hear
you should
great.
See that. It is.
They're the only army ballsy enough to wear shorts and floppy hats. You know what I mean?
And thongs.
That's brazen.
My questions are going to my pecker.
You know what I mean?
Like that was one of our illustrious Aussie callers.
Yeah. That's a confident army there. You guys, here's some khaki shorts we got from Banana Republic and a couple of droopy hats there. Go ahead and snap one side up. All right. That's all the protection you need. Anyone need a short sleeve shirt? Got a weird weird pocket in the sleeve. All right. That should be enough.
Hey, our guys wear army fatigues.
They do?
Yeah.
I just see them wearing shorts and floppy hats.
Well, it's hot
everywhere.
In Australia. But when they actually are out in the world, they uphold their
they
image.
They wear a helmet?
Sure.
And close shoes.
Yes, close
shoes.
They had the floppy hat
they're
on.
They're not stupid.
No, but they're drunk. And, you know, they don't care.
Anna, 18.
Hello.
Hi.
What's up?
I have a problem that when I have intercourse with my boyfriend, I don't get aroused anymore.
Anymore, but you did before?
Yeah.
Are you on any medication?
No.
Anything change with you guys?
No. Everything's the same.
How long have you been going out with him?
For a year.
How old is he?
17.
Is it possible you're just not as into this guy anymore?
I am. I love him a lot.
Yeah. That notwithstanding, your body's telling you something else. I'm telling a different story.
But the thing is that it's not only with him, it's with other guys also. I don't get aroused also.
So you're shut down completely.
Well, wait a minute. You used to get aroused with him, right?
Yeah, and then I cheated on him with this other guy.
Uh-huh.
And I still wasn't aroused. So I
see.
I don't know what's wrong.
But there's great love here, yes?
And have you lost all your libido? Your sexual feelings have just gone away?
My sexual feelings have gotten away.
And you're on no medication?
Nope.
True. I'm going to go back to your first argument, which is maybe she ain't all that into this dude.
No, I'm sure
she's cheating
into this
with
dude.
One of her buddies.
But you know what I'm beginning to get is one of these excessive deprivation things.
All right, Anna, first off, what are you using for birth control?
Condoms, that's it.
All right, why don't you think about some birth control?
So,
But
she's into her deprivation mode. So,
yeah. All right, anything happen? You get sexually abused?
No.
Grown up? No.
Physically abused?
Physical abuse?
No.
No? Everyone's good?
Yep.
Where's your dad?
Home, living with us.
Are you doing any drugs?
No. I've never done any drugs.
Did you go through a period where you were sort of hypersexual?
Had a lot of sex?
You did do that?
Yeah.
And when was that?
Like...
Mid-80s, like everyone else.
How long ago?
2 years ago.
Is there manic depression in your family?
No.
Anybody ever thought maybe you had a mood disturbance?
No.
Does your boyfriend know you cheated on him?
No.
Who'd you cheat on him with? One of his friends?
With his enemy, supposedly.
His enemy. Hey, Anna, look, something happened here.
Yeah.
To go from a period of being very sexual to shutting down for no physiologic reason, that usually means trauma, like some sort of trauma you survived growing up.
No, nothing happened. Nothing wrong happened.
All right. Well, look, I'll believe you. We're going to flip over all the cards and say, break up with the guy.
Yeah.
You're cheating on him with his enemy.
Yeah.
Whatever the hell that means.
I mean, that's an awfully, awfully aggressive move. And it also suggests, I mean, there's something way more with Anna than she's admitting.
I'm 18. I'm very much in love, except for I'm sort of shut down sexually.
And I'm banging my boyfriend's worst enemy. Oh, yeah. Very much in love.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. This is going to last forever. Please, just admit. Look, listen. Just admit you're not into the guy so much anymore if you're banging his buddy or his enemy.
Or,
and you're shut down sexually.
Or she has to be with an abusive guy because dad was abusive, and then it starts to make sense now. So.
All right, whatever it is, something's up. We suggest breaking up. We'll be back after this. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Poppy Montgomery is our guest tonight. Without a Trace is the name of her new show, which is on Thursday nights, 10 o'clock, CBS. All right. Drew, let's take some calls that aren't so weird.
All right. What do you want?
Come on, Poppy's had an ass full of these screwed up teens.
Yeah. No, I didn't.
She longs for the quaint.
The quaint call.
Quaint call. That's right.
Got some of those too lined up.
What is, do you know what the, or if you guys even in Australia have a legal limit as far as blood alcohol goes in driving automobile?
Death. In fact, the laws in Australia are so much more fiercely enforced than they are here.
Mm-hmm.
It's they have roadside breathalyzing. They just have units set up. No one drives drunk in Australia.
It's like 2.7 though, right?
No, 0.5.
0.5.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're trying to teach us not to drink.
I guess there's been a problem with that.
And if you're caught over the limit, that you just automatically lose your license.
Whoa.
Instant. There's no
really
long process. And you can't deny a breathalyzer.
How long has this been in effect?
Years. Since I was 18.
Are they having an impact on the behavior?
The death toll is down massively there.
Wow.
It's got one of the best...
Now they just stay in the bar and drink themselves to death.
That's right.
Take
they start putting futons in the bar, so everyone just caves.
Futons. You love your futons, don't you?
I was going to say cots, but futons are more humiliating.
Futon.
Yeah, you got to get
move
down
out.
On the
you
floor.
Can move out of your home anytime. Make sure you take a futon.
Wait a minute. A futon is more humiliating than a cot?
Yeah. You know why? Because futon, you're on the ground.
Futon but a cot is like a prison
cot, yeah,
bed.
Yeah, like an army.
Yeah, cot, you're up off the ground, though. Yeah. Futon, you're down on the floor.
You're about 4 inches off in a futon.
Yeah, but then...
Futon is more spiritual than a cot.
Futons suck, by the way. No one says I tried to get her into the futon.
What they do say is I tried to get her into the cot.
Do they?
Yeah. Well, that might
nobody
be in Australia. They I do in Australia.
Very
yeah.
romantic.
Like, did you get her into the cot? But they don't say the futon is a futon. I think is nicer than a cot.
Really? But do in Australia, a guy tries to get her into the cot, huh?
Yeah, tries to get her into the cot.
Oh my God.
Well, we would never try to get anyone into a cot out here. All right.
You say sack out here.
Yes.
Yeah, we say get him into the sack.
Same diff. Try to get her into the sack. We say try to get her into the cot.
A cot is a bed.
Well, it's something. It's so, a
it
place
a
that
cot.
You could probably have intercourse.
A primitive
on.
Right, right. Although I'm versatile. I mean, I can do it in the bathroom or the garage.
That would be a place.
That's right. Cody?
Yes.
You're 21?
Yes. I got a question about having sex in water, like in a pool or maybe a jacuzzi or something.
Mm. Right.
I was wondering if that's harmful to the girl.
It can cause some irritation, but it's not necessarily harmful.
So it won't, like, blow up anything or
yeah, they will usually, yeah, there are many yearly deaths because of pool
thousands.
Explosions.
Thousands.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Listen, here's the important thing, Cody, is that usually guys like you want to know if they can avoid pregnancy by having sex in a hot jacuzzi, and don't think that for a second.
Oh, heck no. All right. But, I was just wondering if it would damage anything.
Not necessarily.
No, no problems with the chlorine water.
It can irritate. It can irritate, but that's about it.
Aren't, like, germs and diseases carried in jacuzzis, depending on who's been in there?
Again, it's mostly skin stuff.
Yeah, if, like, you had, like, some Shriner lepers who, like, stayed at the hotel.
Was that that was the quaint call?
No, it was another one. Another quaint
call. We got another quaint call.
Okay.
Well, what is there? Is jacuzzi too hot for stuff to live in?
No, just the Pseudomonas and all kinds of good bacteria can live there, but it's not STD.
But there's a lot of chlorine in there.
Yeah, it's not an STD thing so much as like a skin problem.
All right.
So the water going in wouldn't have any?
Not really.
Yeah. Jenna?
Good to know.
Yeah. Yeah. That's Drew's rant. Anyway. Hey, baby, I'm a doctor. Believe me.
What's up, Jenna?
You got to trust me. Man, hold still. Jenna, you're 14. I mean, 17. What's up?
Okay, I have this guy, and him and I have been talking for a lot lately,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know, I just have this intimacy issue with him. Like, I can get close to him, I can kiss him, but I just don't feel anything for him, but he's, like, my perfect type of guy.
Have you ever had a boyfriend?
Yeah.
How long did that relationship last?
About 6 months.
And what happened with that one?
He just turned into, like, one of my guy best friends.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
I can't have a close guy to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just get too scared.
Okay, now Jenna sounds about 12 to me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, we got to go down the road. Maybe it's not going to be a quaint call after all. Any abuse? Where's your dad? Who did what to you?
When did your dad leave?
No, he's here, but he's always gone. I never see him, and I'm not close to him at all.
When did he start leaving? Always?
Since I was small.
Too little.
I don't remember.
So you feel kind of abandoned by him?
Yeah, kind of, but it's just like I never really saw him to be my dad. He was just someone there.
Oof.
Yeah. That's a bad sign.
Yeah.
And him and my mom don't get along.
Is that right?
What else has been happening to you? Anything?
I've been raped.
How old were you when you were raped?
Just about a year ago.
16. What happened before that? This is the victim.
Nothing, really. I've always let, I don't know, I just never let guys touch me. I just get tensed up and scared.
Why do you think that is?
I have no idea.
You kind of freeze when guys try to touch you?
Yeah, and if it's like a family member, I get like terrified to the point like I'll start hurting myself.
You start cutting yourself?
If it's a family member.
When do your family members try to touch you?
They don't. It's not like a physical thing. It's like when they touch me or hug me, it's not girls, it's just male.
Okay. This sounds like something may happen to you at the hands of a family member at some point.
My mom asked me the same question, but no one has ever touched me. It's just ever since what happened last year, everything went crazy after.
What happened last year?
Raped.
Yeah, I know, but what happened with that? Was it someone you knew?
It was a guy. And he was really close to me for about 3 years, and he moved away. And then he came down to stay at my friend's house, and I was spending the night there. And then my friend and her older brother got in a fight, and they were in the back of the house talking for like a good 10 minutes. And then we were in the kitchen, and then her parents were in the bedroom sleeping, and no one was
really...
This
is all very concrete. You see, it's all...
Yeah.
And then he...
Hold on a second.
She missed what you were asking, even. I mean, she had to tell the details, like, you know, what's important to her was setting the, you know, this one was here, this one was there. People were spending too much time over here.
Yeah.
It's not what you were asking.
No, it wasn't, but I drifted off. The parents were home?
Who knows where that was going?
Jenna?
Yeah.
He raped you while the parents were home?
Yeah, and he covered my mouth, and it was just, it's really bad.
Did you call the police, or did you have him arrested?
Yeah, he admitted to the whole thing.
Wow.
But then the police officer who took the report and everything, his wife got pregnant, so my case got dropped.
Oh. That happened to my brother. It was grand larceny, but same deal.
That was murder, I believe, wasn't it?
Oh, that was murder one. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, the guy, lieutenant's wife was expecting
the
judges, twins.
The judges.
Twins, I believe it was. Right. So the DA threw the case out. Well, that's a bad break.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Jenna?
Hmm.
How about a little treatment for what happened to you?
Yeah, a little therapy?
I've been having therapy ever since.
All right.
Keep that going.
You can really work on that for a while.
It doesn't help.
Takes time.
It will.
First of all, you may not be opening yourself to you. And a group process would be good for you. Like a survivors group, other women that have been abused or...
What about the cutting?
I know, the cutting is a huge issue, but look at the cutting as a symptom. Don't try to figure out why it happens. just realize when you're cutting, it's because things are not going well emotionally, and you should really be focusing on your therapy and ask your therapist about a group setting.
And don't get pregnant.
All right.
Right? That's your number one goal.
She won't. She's she can't let anybody touch her. She's too freaked out. But stay away from abusive guys because you're going to be attracted to them.
All right. Well, that was quaint.
That was supposed to be the quaint call.
That wasn't quaint. Oh.
Oh.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian, we need to get some quaint calls. Here, let's try this.
It's depressing.
Her answer was really quite quaint, though.
I liked her quaint, yeah.
I know. What was it?
The guy who was the officer that took the report, his wife got pregnant. Yeah.
And so her case got dropped.
That was not quaint.
How does that happen?
It didn't happen.
No, nothing that anybody happens.
It's one of the most bizarre things I've heard.
Yeah, that's one of our callers have very concrete sense of the world.
Well, you know when you talk to a 9-year-old?
There was its ideas of reference.
That's what they sound like?
Yeah.
Well, that's what that is.
They get developmentally arrested.
Chronologically, you know what I mean? It doesn't really matter how old you are.
Everything is out there, and they're trying to make sense of out there, and they can't really process it properly.
Wow. Hmm.
Yeah. But it's, good times, Caitlin?
Yeah.
Well, I've said many times it takes all kinds, does it not, Drew?
The diverse country.
Caitlin, you're 20.
Hey, don't be so uptight, Adam.
You're so uptight.
What's happening, baby?
Okay, this is really embarrassing. This just happened yesterday. I'm away from home for the first time. I have one roommate. And I thought she was in the shower. Well, her shower was running, and I thought she was in the bathroom. And I noticed her dirty clothes on the floor. And I picked up her underwear and smelled them. Mm-hmm. I don't really know why. It just kind of happened. And she caught me. She wasn't in the shower yet, and she walked out. And actually, I'm not even sure if she saw that I smelled them, but she saw me holding them, and I just dropped them right away.
And what did she say?
She didn't say anything. She just kind of looked at me and I think pretended like she didn't notice.
Yeah.
But I'm just, even if she didn't notice, I'm just disgusted with myself. I don't.
Wow. No. Listen, don't beat yourself up, baby.
Here's the quaint call I've been looking for.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking about this. Like, I believe everyone has a certain amount of sort of involuntary Tourette's. You know, where you sort of almost just do things that are inappropriate for like.
I wasn't thinking about it at all. It just happened.
Yeah, and if someone caught you in that one moment, they would think that you were pretty weird. But you're really not as weird as that action would dictate. Like, yeah, Caitlin, like
I'm not.
It's not that weird.
Yeah, I know, but if she was your roommate, you could see being a little freaked out.
Yeah, you shouldn't be holding them for any reason. I mean, the girl doesn't know. I mean, she doesn't know why.
Well, I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know how to approach her.
How long have you known her for?
Huh?
How long have you known her for?
Since September.
How'd you guys meet up? Are you in school?
College, yeah.
School. You're just sort of assigned to each other.
Yeah, but we are actually good friends. Like, it was a good match.
All right, know each other. It's fine. Just let it go.
I wouldn't approach
it
at all.
Hold on a second. I'm a big fan of pretending things didn't happen. That's how I approach my life.
I noticed that.
I'm going to do this after the radio show tonight, and this never happened.
Yeah.
But in the case where this person may have seen her, and most probably did, saw her, if not sniffing the panties, at least handling them, which is sort of, I mean, look, if you set them on the kitchen table and someone's moving them, they're putting a bowl of soup down, that's one thing. But if you're in her room or by her hamper and you're sort of handling them, that's enough to leave a little imprint on the girl's head.
If the girl's that bothered by it, she should bring it up.
Well, that's just it, though. She may have just made a decision that, hey, this person's kind of weird.
I got to get out of here.
And I got to, I wouldn't bring it up either. I'd just be thinking,
how is she going to explain
it? I think she has to just look at her straight in the eye and say, listen, the other day, I picked up your panties. I don't know why. I looked at your panties and I picked them up. And you walked out right when I picked them up. I don't know if you saw me or if you didn't. I think you did. I know it sounds like I don't want you to think I'm, a lesbian or into you or collecting panties as souvenirs.
Should she try to joke about it in some way?
You should let her know that this is a sort of strange, impulsive, isolated whatever, and haven't you ever done anything that was sort of,
Don't put her on the defensive.
Well, no, she doesn't have to bring up anything, but that impulse.
What if the girl never saw it and she brings it up?
Well, then she has to say she was kidding.
I say let the other girl bring it up because you don't even. She doesn't even know if she saw her.
I say she does. Well,
and by she wasn't sure that she saw.
She didn't just see her handling. She saw her like.
Did she see you with the bouquet of panties?
Did she see you sniffing them or just
I'm
holding
not
them?
Sure.
Well, what do you?
But your eyes met. You guys locked eyes, yes?
When we locked eyes, I was just holding them.
All right. See that?
She at least. All right. She saw you holding the panties.
Yes.
Hmm.
And then what? You just dropped them.
Mm-hmm.
Which?
And I just. It was just like I didn't do anything really. I just kind of dropped them and tried to, like, pretend like, oh, maybe she didn't see anything, but. It's yeah. Not even a matter of her seeing it.
Where were you? Were you in her room?
Well, we have the same room. We're in
it. And Caitlin's Caitlin's getting this thing there where she doesn't even care that she saw it. She wants to deal with her own disgust in herself.
All right, well, we'll deal with that in a second.
I guess I just want to hear that it's not such a big
deal. No, it's not a big deal. Relax.
No big deal. Just pure impulse.
And people do all kinds of strange
things. Yeah, I might try that.
Yeah.
I might try that.
You smell all kinds of things.
I sniff everything.
Oh, my God.
I pee in people's sinks. That's my thing.
Yeah.
It's not that weird. I don't think it's that weird.
No, see,
Thanks.
I'm not talking about you. You're weird.
The same thing.
She's fine.
I was kidding.
You're
was
weird.
Kidding.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
See how that works? See how we did that? Caitlin, you see that?
Penis thing, please. What am I, some kind of monkey? Not there, everybody. Drew, back me up. All right. Caitlin, you're fine. And because you share the same room, it's cool because you could have thought they were your panties putting them, you want to know if it was you or not? All right, maybe forget. Now I've come full circle. You're fine, and don't bring it up.
Oh, okay.
I agree.
And if she does bring it up, you're like, well, I was cleaning up.
Yeah, you said, what are you crazy?
I thought they were mine.
Yeah, because it's kind of weird, isn't it? But gee, I just picked them up, thought they were yours.
Yeah, I'm a Summer's Eve gal myself, so I got
How do you know the name of it?
Please, I watch endless commercials for this product.
They don't have that on TV.
They don't? Oh, yeah, out here? No. It's all they have.
For douche?
That's Massengill.
Yes. For,
Isn't that, what's Summer's Eve?
It's a douche. Is it a douche or is it a spray?
No, it's douche. I thought it was a fragrance.
It's a fragrance.
Summer's Eve is Massengill's arch enemy.
Oh, really? Is that right? I'm sorry.
Yeah, they're both douches.
Beg your pardon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Yeah.
All right. Let's
how come Betadine doesn't get in the mix? The Betadine douches are the real thing.
Are they?
Yeah.
They're all unhealthy, aren't they?
Betadine?
Yeah.
Why? Is that a manufacturer or is that what it's made out of?
That's iodine. It's, real antibacterial
stuff. And where are you going to go?
Okay.
Hold on. All right, enough douche talk.
Betadine sounds like
you haven't had the douche bag, douche nozzle conversation in quite some time either.
Yeah, I'm not gonna tonight either.
How often do you have it?
Twice a week. I have a meeting. I rent out a YMCA. Hollywood. I want people to start calling people douche nozzles instead of douche bags. I think it's
douche nozzles.
It's funny. It's funny.
It's really not that funny.
But the bag
it's
is sort
kind of gross.
Well, that makes it funnier.
Well, yeah, it's that pie in your face kind of humor. I guess it's that sort
but
of
the, but
the
it works
most basic
so,
level
watch,
it's
watch.
Funny.
Like, I'll put it in a couple sentences here. It works great. Like,
okay, go on.
It works great on the construction site. When the foreman walks in and the guy's 10-minute break is turned into a 20-minute break, and he's like, listen, you douche nozzles, we got work to do. Uproarious laughter from the other workers.
It doesn't sound like douche nozzle. It sounds like douche schnozzle.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing. It becomes something. It becomes something else.
It's the schnoz reference.
People want to know what the origin is. You know what I mean? It becomes like doozy.
I don't think it's funny.
But bag is just so innocuous.
Douche bag has been worn out.
But why was the
douche bag?
Douche bag
is an old, it's a classic.
But
it's
why the bag?
Favorite.
Why do people pick on the bag? That's the least
the
sort of.
The nozzle's the business end of the douche apparatus.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean? Explain to me. I'm naive. What do you mean the business end?
Well, let me explain. The douche bag hangs on the back of the bathroom door. Feet.
With water. Filled with liquid.
Yeah.
Right. And the nozzle.
Sometimes hundreds of feet away from the vagina. My grandmother had one that she could actually.
Okay, this is more information than I need.
No.
I just want you to explain to me the business part of the nozzle.
She had a douchebag that hung on her bathroom door, and she had about 750 foot of cord of hose
talk
on
about
it.
How
she
traumatized
she could get to work with
I'm
the douche nozzle.
Right now.
She would get in her car. She would drive to the market.
But why would she
all
want
the time
to?
Tethered to the douchebag? So, the douchebag was almost a safety zone. There's no problem. But the douche nozzle, that's what you wouldn't want to be.
That's inside.
What would you rather be, a douchebag or a douche nozzle?
A douche nozzle. I wouldn't. But why would I want to be a douche nozzle? Bag. No.
Bag.
I don't want to be the nozzle. I'd rather be the bag.
That's right. That's why I'm calling you a douche nozzle, because I'm mad at you.
Yes, but I'm a girl. A lot of guys would like to be.
She's going to be like one of our callers now.
That's true, but they're picturing my grandmother, not picturing
that's
you.
That's just wrong. Now we should ask you about your history.
Oh no,
of
please!
Abuse.
Oh, Pop, that's all he talks about. What are you talking about? We've been refraining from it tonight.
I don't think anybody suffered anything worse than seeing their grandmother's douchebag that she can take to the market.
Well, it could have been an enema bag. I mean, I gotta be fair.
It could be either way.
They can double up, right? One or the other.
Why don't we call people enema bags?
They do once in a while. But yeah, well, anyway.
I've never heard anyone called an enema bag before.
Douche nozzle. That's what it's going to be from this point on.
Douche nozzle.
All right, we're gonna and it is better if you run them together.
Douche nozzle.
You douche nozzles.
And it sounds, no one's going to know that it's douche. It sounds like douche nozzle.
It sounds kind of ethnic, too. It sounds like a guy in New York.
That's
the
douche nozzle.
But it's always nice. It's always nice when then 100 years from now. You know, some youngster says to his grandfather, Grampy, why do they call them douche nozzles? And they're like, well, son, you know what I mean? It's like when, like, why do they, what's
would you rather be the bag or the nozzle?
This is a, you know, a doozy comes from a Duesenberg. Like, that's a doozy of a house you have. A Duesenberg was the world's greatest car, and anything else that was great was called a doozy, and the paddy wagon was named after putting all the drunken Irishmen in it. You know, it's nice when you get to go back and explore the
history of words.
The nomenclature. Yeah.
Well, I think douchebag is probably in a league of its own.
It is, but douche nozzle is not yet, and I want to put it in that league. All right, Poppy Montgomery is here.
I'm just so glad we had this discussion.
Me too.
Yeah,
we'll be back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Poppy Montgomery is our guest tonight. She's from Without a Trace, which is Thursday nights, 10 o'clock, CBS. I just sounded like Jeff Goldblum there. Did anyone notice that? Poppy's now entering the building.
She's Poppy to escape.
She's in a good mood
out?
Now. No, you're fine. We just started, said hi.
Oh, sorry.
You're looking good, baby.
Oh, thanks.
You doing all right? Now, Poppy, start off, she's probably, you know, a little shaky with the show, not sure about me.
I'm still not sure about you.
But
after a nice douche nozzle discussion,
after the douche
you're
nozzle,
in.
I think you should market that.
I'm wearing on you a little bit, right? Working.
Wearing on me?
Well, I mean wearing you down a little bit.
In what
bit.
Way? Wearing me down like I'm tired.
You like me more.
Oh, wearing me down like
did an hour
I didn't
ago.
Like you and now I do.
Well, I'm saying you do
ago.
Like
more
me now, but
ago.
You don't not like me anymore.
You know, I can't answer that question yet. We have half an hour left, right?
You're getting
there. Mm-hmm.
I'll have figured it out in a half hour.
Yeah, but you're coming my way. I'm just saying you're
keep telling yourself that.
Me.
Go on.
Yeah, you want to talk to the stripper, Drew? You want to talk to Lacey?
Stripper.
Yeah, I like stripper too.
Heidi Stripper.
Heidi?
Hi.
You're 22.
Ooh, you hear that?
Hi.
You hear her voice?
Okay, Drew, please.
Okay.
Go ahead, baby doll.
I'm calling because I am about to graduate from college, and I'm going to be applying to medical school this summer.
Mm-hmm.
And
why didn't you apply during the year?
Because I'm a junior. I've got 3 quarters left. So I'm taking the April MCAT. And then the August MCAT if I do
so
bad.
So graduating next year, okay.
Right, yes. Like in 3 quarters. I'll graduate next winter, mm-hmm. the next winter quarter.
All right.
Okay, so my parents have supported me up to this point, and they're not going to be able to support me anymore.
How come?
Well, my dad lost his job, and they live in Texas, and I go to UCSD, and so they're paying out of state, and
ouch.
They're not going to be able to pay for me anymore.
So
and
you need
really
to get
bad.
You need to get college loans like everybody else that goes to medical school.
Well, I don't know if I can get the loans because it's going to be $20,000 plus since I'm out of state, you know?
You need to get the loans that everyone else in your class will be getting because that's what happens in private medical schools.
Well, what I know for medical school, but what about for the next 3 quarters that I have left at UCSD?
I'm gonna put you up and take care of you. Because
no,
I've been looking
you're
for
not
a loan.
Do that. You're
have
not
you looked?
Do that.
And you don't want him to.
You haven't looked into the college loan.
I've been looking
financial
for
financial aid.
Well, I mean, I haven't filled out the FAFSA form yet. I don't think I need to do that, and that won't even be till I don't even know if that loan.
All right, Drew. She doesn't want to take a loan. I respect that. But you want to be a stripper, make some money?
It's not necessarily that I want to do it. I have a friend who does it, who also goes to UCSD, and mm-hmm. she makes like $600 to $1,000 a night. She works mm-hmm. like one night a week.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, actually, yeah. I work at a hospital, and because you know, I work as a tech.
I work
almost 40 hours a week, and there's no way I can continue working 40 hours and go to school full-time and maintain a high GPA.
All right, and, all right. Oh, calm down.
Yeah, okay.
Now, she works at a strip club.
She does.
And she just dances one night a week?
Yeah, she dances one night a week. She doesn't work anywhere else.
Is it topless or topless and bottomless?
No, it's completely nude.
Completely nude. So mm-hmm. are you willing to do that?
I'm willing to do it, but I'm kind of scared because I don't want to be sitting in... I'm afraid it's going to come back to haunt me. Okay.
It will.
It will.
Yes.
It will. Cause
yes, Poppy knows firsthand.
No, I don't. Yes. I know people.
That's why she had to leave Australia.
Exactly. No, it will.
It also, if you would cross that boundary, it is symptomatic of some very specific things. And maybe when you're in training, you'll begin to understand this.
Right.
But crossing those boundaries sets you on a path that will be problematic for you for quite some time to come. The fact that you're contemplating it has meaning also, and you mm-hmm. really need to look into this. You need to look into your mental health
You go to UCSD?
Yeah.
And you want to be a doctor?
Yeah.
What happened?
What do you mean? Shouldn't have gone to a profession.
I know, but how'd you end up such a crappy school?
UCSD?
No, it's a good science school.
Nah. Hey, that's
not,
a
not San Diego
school.
State.
I know. Well,
San
that's
Diego.
A disaster, but
yeah,
UCSD is not good
that's
either.
That's like that's up with UCLA. That's
yeah, it's
a
good,
good
science.
I bet you UCLA is better.
No.
Yes.
I went to medical school with a bunch of San Diego.
You said they're retarded.
No, they were good.
I heard you say it during the last break.
Look at U.S. News and World Report. They're like number 25 or something.
Listen,
like
I don't need to read numbers
whatever.
Out and words out
okay,
of a place
okay.
that has them written on it.
Okay,
yeah.
But so
All right. So listen, baby doll. How about just dance at a topless place?
Well, would that? I mean, I'm just. I would do it because it's great money. But
are you good? Are you good looking?
Well, I don't want to sound conceited. I mean.
But go ahead.
I think I'm good looking.
Yeah. What's your nationality?
Well, I'm white.
Mm-hmm.
Next, he's going to ask you what you're wearing.
What are you wearing?
No, don't
Poppy
dance at any
to
bars,
know.
Topless or otherwise. You don't need to do
yeah.
that.
And really, again, this is
all
it
right.
means something.
All right.
It means something. And her voice got me right away.
Yeah, she did have something going on there.
She sounds young.
Yeah.
Young. She's 22. She shouldn't sound like
all
that.
All right. You want to find out?
No.
No? Okay.
She'll be very
Heidi.
Expensive.
So people would be able to look at my social security number and see that I did that in my past?
No, it's more than that.
You ever get molested?
No.
All right.
No, it's
just
not. It's something with her family.
And, she's got a domineering mom. That's all.
Yeah.
Dad.
Yeah.
She's pre-med. She's got to have something going on. She's not Asian.
She sounded it, though, didn't she?
She sounded Asian.
That's what I thought, too.
Why
did
she sound Asian?
I don't know. She just did.
Huh.
She sounded Latina.
And then Latina, but the whole med school thing got rid of that. Heidi?
Oh,
yes.
There's no cookies in my box.
Well, let's be honest. Heidi?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm just, listen, I'm playing the odds.
No,
here,
go
you know
ahead.
I mean?
You be honest.
Listen, a good detective knows what direction to start looking
you
at.
You and Sherlock Holmes, I can't.
Playing the odds, it's all I do. Heidi?
Yeah.
All right, so are you Jewish?
No.
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 Not Asian, not sure.
I'm not Asian. I'm white. I'm blonde and blue-eyed.
Wow. And are your parents very successful?
My dad's a chemist. My mom's a lawyer.
All right. Ooh.
Yeah.
Man, you sound hot.
Stop it.
All right.
Don't dance.
I was thinking I could put you up. You know what I mean?
Like like a veal? Like a calf?
No, if you have a choice between stripping and being put up by Adam, I would strip. But
no, I get her a futon.
Yeah, get her, or a cot.
Yeah, cot. A futon that folds into a cot.
A douchebag that you can
douche
leave
nozzle.
On the back. Just like his grandma.
That's an invention. To me, it's a wireless or hoseless douchebag where you can... You know, in the old days, TV remotes had to have a cord going to them and that kind
of
stuff.
You are incorrigible.
Cell phones now. They freed you up. Why not? Where's the douche industry on this? Everything is wireless these days.
No one wants a portable douche
nozzle.
You're
not... your nozzle can communicate with your bag up to a radius of 6 miles, I would say. So you could, if you could go to work, you could go to school, you could go
right.
on your errands, it's still douche.
Why the old-fashioned liquid
hose?
Liquid
yes.
How about,
Dr. Drew,
how about microwave douche?
Why is he so obsessed with douche? Now, what would be your psychological evaluation?
You started this tonight.
Oh, no.
We've never had a discussion like that before.
Lacey, it's true. That's true. Lacey, you're 18.
Yep.
What's up?
Okay, well, I've always been able to have orgasms when I masturbate, mm-hmm. but never when I had sex. I think there was like once or twice when I had sex.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, all right, you're 18. This is par for the course, right?
Yeah.
Right, Poppy?
Well, that's she's ahead of the curve. She's had during intercourse.
Yeah.
You've had orgasms
once or twice.
Yeah.
How about oral sex?
Yeah, like all the time with that too. Just never with sex.
No,
like
well,
right now
you're
with
way
a guy
ahead.
That,
you're way.
Listen,
ahead.
Most women never have orgasm during sex ever.
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 Are you kidding me?
No, not kidding you.
Really?
And yeah, most. And 18-year-olds rarely do. There's some that do, but it's considered rare.
Well, it was ever since I was like 15 or 14.
That you
when I first started.
You masturbate and you can have with oral sex, but to have it during intercourse is relatively is uncommon, very uncommon at 18, and actually uncommon at any time. But not impossible. I mean,
yeah.
You know.
Poppy would make the difference.
Yeah, she's.
You know, why you gotta drag me into
this? Because you were like, really?
I just didn't realize that the statistics were like that.
Well,
and according to all my, I mean, I know a lot of women then.
Yeah.
Who oppose that statistic? Unless,
yeah.
of course, they're you know.
They're lying.
Well, what's
interesting? Women that orgasm during intercourse usually orgasm very easily during intercourse, and they actually don't believe other women when they say they can't. It's like it's mysterious. Like, what do you mean you can't? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
it's different biology.
No, that's so, like
it makes sense to me, really.
Well,
like, what am I?
Hold on a second. For me, it's like when Anderson says he doesn't think his farts are funny.
You don't believe it.
I don't believe him.
I knew you were going to take it to the basis level possible.
But I mean, I'm so passionate about it. Like,
yeah.
I can't understand.
Right.
I don't believe.
Right.
And then I get hostile towards.
It's the exact same thing.
Lacey?
Mm-hmm.
So what were you going to say?
What am I supposed to do? Call up my doctor and be like, oh, yeah, I can't have orgasm.
No,
you're normal. You're more than normal. You're ahead of the game.
Yes, you're starting to anger me.
It's a significant percentage of 18-year-olds can't have orgasm under any circumstances. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you're ahead of the game. You're way ahead of the game. You're good.
All right. Go back to making your boyfriend feel inadequate.
Oh!
She's a little bit of a ball buster, this lady.
She is not.
I heard a little anger. I got some anger there.
I think you're projecting.
No, that they that whole doctor thing. Should I go right
over here? What is this? My doctor telling me? Well, here's the thing. She hung up. But here's the thing. Drew just got done giving a spiel about being your head of the game. Most women, especially 18-year-olds, don't have an orgasm ever through intercourse. You've had a couple. You're having, you know, she's like, what did I just do? Call my doctor and tell him?
Yeah,
she wasn't
listening, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a significant amount of people calling the show don't listen
to
you.
So it's a biological
absolutely.
Thing?
Yeah, there's a biology that changes up into the 20s, so it makes it easier to have orgasm. And they're also, the whole sexual functioning requires an emotional experience, or at least an access to sort of an emotional place. And women don't learn that and then actually don't have biological access to it until many women until they're well into their 20s.
Huh.
And then the whole issue of orgasm during intercourse, that's just the way we're configured, that oral sex is pretty easy for most women and intercourse is very difficult for most women.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Good times.
Yeah. All right. Should we take a little break?
Sure.
It's about time.
All right.
Poppy Montgomery is here tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Ann. Poppy Montgomery is our guest tonight. She is from Without a Trace, which is on CBS Thursday nights at 10 o'clock. And we're having an interesting orgasm discussion during the break. And I ended up stumbling into a question about women's orgasms. And I said, is this a biological event or a psychological event? And I know it's you're going to say some each, but...
No, it's all biological,
all biological.
Well, everything's all biological.
Well, I thought everything was all psychological.
Well,
women.
Psych... it requires input from the limbic centers of the brain to function freely,
yeah.
which is the emotional centers, which is a biological process.
Well, okay, but then you're just sort of arguing that because it's coming from a being that is alive, that it's a biological process.
It requires much more input from the psychological centers of the brain, the emotional centers of the brain, than the male. The male can function as a spinal prep.
Right.
Purely.
I've done
they don't
that.
Need, they can be cut off from the waist up, and that's it.
That's
female needs input from the center, from the brain.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Which then becomes psychological.
Right.
Yes.
All right. So, in biologically, and don't give me any more of that brain talk. Biologically, what's going on in the Coos region? You know
Good
what I'm saying?
Good Lord, could you control yourself? The Coos
region. You don't even know what that means.
I know exactly what that means.
I'm saying, is there
you
anything?
You have 15-year-olds calling into this show, and you just
a minty fresh cooch.
Oh,
please!
He didn't even say cooch; he said coos.
Yeah, and I mean, using thermal imagery. Well, you know, we would see red area, blood, and blood flow. But what is? But
that happens no matter what, though.
Physiologically,
you see,
what is different than just arousal? Do you know what I mean? When the orgasm hits. You see what I'm saying? I mean, there's some contractions and things.
Well,
but
no, there's this. No one really knows, to tell you the truth. There's this sympathetic or parasympathetic followed by a sympathetic outflow. I mean, this autonomic nervous system controls the whole thing, and some input is coming down from the central nervous system to help modulate that, control that.
Right. Well, this is why they can fake it. I mean, we don't actually know unless we hook electrodes up to their brain.
Right.
Which I am working on.
Right.
Liar! And as I tear the sheet off the machine, look at this. This is clearly your. Okay,
this is you.
This is you. Now you see these straight lines, honey, sweetie. Pay attention here. Now stop crying and pay attention. The straight lines, everything fine. Now here's Reclaim the Orgasm went on. I'm circling it with the marks a lot. Very suspicious. Almost no different from the brain when you were watching Lifetime. You see that?
You should sell that.
With the douche nozzle. And the cord.
How would I do? Just a couple of those electrodes that just stick on a couple of those things to their foreheads? That enough would just get them not to do it.
Well, of course.
I could just have a styrofoam thing that I painted gray and put on the thing and just, here, honey, I want you to attach it to.
Might be slightly intimidating.
Yeah.
Performance anxiety and all that, you know.
Yeah. Ray?
Yeah.
You're 26?
Yep.
What's up?
Okay, first of all, I talked to you about 6 years ago when my wife was pregnant with my daughter. You guys ended up getting her on the phone, and you drug out of her the fact that she had been molested when she was a child.
That sounds like us.
And you know, it's funny, you guys were gambling on that while we were on hold.
Oh, that's horrible of us.
No, that's actually pretty cool. Anyway,
all right.
She ended up getting help for that recently. We both went to jail. We got out of jail. She got help for it. She's now in the Salvation Army.
What about jail?
Why'd you both go to jail?
273 child endangerment.
She got it for child endangerment, and
we both did.
You both did.
Simultaneous charges.
Oh, interesting. And at the time we spoke to you, your child hadn't been born yet.
Right.
Wow.
I think it took a wayward turn.
Right.
I was acting like a douche nozzle.
What was? Thank you for weaving that in. What was the charge? I mean, what did you do?
273A child endangerment. Possession of methamphetamines in the house where the children were.
Mm, I see. All right.
And I ended up starting drugs too, by the way, in the past. When I got out of jail, we both went into separate programs. She's in the Salvation Army Rehabilitation Center.
Right.
Mm-hmm. She's doing really good.
That's a great program.
There's just complete turnaround. She's doing outstanding.
Excellent.
And even to the point of turning away from our quote-unquote immoral ways. Hence what you see on your screen. She doesn't want to participate in the things that we used to do, and that I'm fine with that. I think that's really good because it's, you know, it's doing things right.
You're talking about drug
use. My problem is I still have somewhat of a desire to participate in those things, which brings a question to me.
All right, wait a minute. You're not talking about... No, she's talking about doing kinky stuff with women and stuff like
He's
that,
sort of
right?
Talking
just
about-
a general, just off-the-wall, crazy cool thing.
Right, but nothing... You don't want to do any more drugs.
No, not at all. I'm over that. I just took my 6 month shift from NA.
All right. Well, still an ongoing battle.
Six months, yeah. And what is it you want to do that she doesn't want to do?
Well, it's not that I actually am
desiring to do. And it's just I find myself, the thoughts are still there where it's not even an inclination in her mind.
What?
And I'm wondering if maybe...
To do what?
Just whatever immoral things it was, being with other women or you know, just things like that.
All right, here's the deal. Ray, a couple things. Ray has a couple things. Desire for chaos and thrill in early recovery is your disease. That those are ways addicts manage feelings in early recovery that you're used to avoiding with drugs. Instead, now you start avoiding them or managing them with thrill activities. They are to be avoided. Okay, not only will they trigger your disease, they'll embroil you in chaotic relationships, and they will lose opportunities for you to have feelings that you need to learn how to master. So that's, and I'm sure your sponsor's telling you the same thing, right?
Yeah.
All right. The other thing is A, B, listen to your sponsor. That's the powerlessness and capitulation is the very first step in recovery. And if you are not there yet, you better go back and do your first step over again. Number three,
one more thing
I've got to finish too.
Okay.
You sound manic as hell. And if you ought to be evaluated to see if you're bipolar.
I'm in a dual diagnosis.
Oh, there goes Drew's high horse.
You are bipolar, right?
Actually, they don't know if it's ADD or bipolar, but...
All right, you sound bipolar to me. And so you really ought to be at least on mood stabilizers if you're having these kinds of
things. Hey, but Ray, number...
Wellbutrin. And I think they're giving me too much Wellbutrin.
Well, you do... Wellbutrin can speed you up, too. And just you seem a little sped up. And if you're bipolar, Wellbutrin can precipitate manic and hypomanic episodes. So
precipitate better or worse?
Bring on manic episodes. So if you're on the Wellbutrin without a mood stabilizer, it can be a little problematic. Now, Wellbutrin's great for speed addicts. It happens to adjust some of the biology that's undone by the speed. So it's not a bad choice. But just talk to your psychiatrist about whether or not you ought to be on a mood stabilizer also.
Hey, Ray, how many kids you got there, buddy?
Just my daughter, Sarah. She had two from my previous marriage.
She had two, so there's three kids there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, those are the fourth, fifth, and sixth reason you got to stay off the drugs and not get into the kinky stuff. You're daddy now. You understand?
Yeah, that I see.
All right, last time we spoke, you're about to have a kid, and then you went to jail for endangerment and all that kind of stuff. Let's steer clear of that. You're a smart guy, Ray. I can hear it in your voice. Yeah, you got a disease. You got to work on it. That's it. And don't kid yourself with channeling it other directions. I rarely agree with Drew, but this is 100%. And listen, your parents now. Come on, for Christ's sake. Jesus F. Holy F. You know what I'm saying?
Listen to your parents?
I said your parents.
Oh, your parents now. Oh, yeah.
I said
please.
Your parents now.
Well,
stop it.
Thankfully, the mom is getting well. God bless. Oh, Jesus. Oh.
I know, but... They don't understand that what this does to the kid for their whole effing life.
I know.
Come on, stop acting out on the name of your, for the sake of the kids, for Christ's sake. Jeff?
Yeah.
You're 24, what's up?
Well, every time my girlfriend and I have sex, like when we're done, she kind of curls up into a ball and kind of shakes. And I'm not sure, and I'm not sure why.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, could be a million things, really.
Does she cry?
No, she doesn't cry, and it's not just sex. If we do oral sex or anything, any like hands or anything.
Does she tell you that if she's feeling good or she's feeling bad?
Yeah. Well, like during, and after we're done, she doesn't really say anything, but. She'll just kind of curl up and shake, and I'll ask her about it. But
and what does she say?
Well, she says that she's not sure what it is, but it's something that happens.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She says it's something that's just kind of always happened.
Well, is she sad? Is there tears?
Help up.
No, it's really weird. It's kind of like all her muscles kind of tense up.
Well, maybe she's had a very intense experience and needs to... Sort of, that's her refractory period.
Maybe. Ask her if it happens when she masturbates, too. That'd be sort of a hint as to whether
She doesn't masturbate at all.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, hey, Jeff?
Yeah.
There's probably nothing you can do about it. You know, just sort of be there and be nice.
Okay.
And how long is she in that fetal position?
Well, it's usually, I don't know, she usually falls asleep afterwards or something and just... kind of falls into a deep sleep.
Hey, Jeff, you're not giving us much information. There's nothing implicit in that behavior that concerns us. You need to give us a lot more information. You need to talk to your girlfriend about it.
It's a little something. It doesn't necessarily mean anything.
Right. It doesn't trigger meaning in our minds immediately. So.
Yeah. We wouldn't think of it as a good thing normally, but who the hell wants to? I don't want to go down there.
When's Without a Trace on?
Again. It's 10 o'clock Thursday
you guys
night,
keep
CBS.
Using this
CBS.
To change the subject. CBS. It's good. Good
all
segue.
Right. Eve can only get aroused by watching porn. I have to be fast here. Eve?
Yeah?
What kind of porn? Any porn?
Well, I like watching porn with girls with girls.
Girls with girls. All right. And do you think you like that? Would you ever been with a girl?
No, I've never been with a girl.
Are you interested in that?
Yeah.
In trying that?
Uh-huh. Do you have a boyfriend?
Yeah.
How's that going?
Excuse me?
How's that going?
Oh, it's okay. Well, he says he wants a threesome, but if I want to try with a girl, I just want me and the girl. I don't want him involved.
All right, fair enough. There you go.
Lesbian.
Well, interesting. All right, how long you guys been together?
For 2 years.
2 years. Does the relationship feel like it's run its course?
Everything's okay.
You're deeply in love?
I guess.
No.
Why are you thinking about women?
Well, she didn't
even... All right, listen. Like, you watching a little porn to prime the pump is fine.
But you in having a problem with the relationship, I guess I love him. Yeah, you're not that into it. You're thinking about women. And,
she's at that age, too, where she got involved at 17.
She does
not
end it.
Now.
Does not end it.
Prime the pump?
Yeah, you know.
You get better. I've never heard these...
You watch a little porn, you prime the pump, and you're ready to go.
What does that mean?
Priming the pump is let's say you're trying to drain a swimming pool, so
right.
you get a pump going.
Right.
You turn it on, it's just like sucking air. You gotta dump some water in it, prime it, and then it gets going.
I'm with you.
Like if you're doing a siphon, you have to get it started. You gotta suck the gas out of the military vehicle through the hose, then spit it out. Then it gets the siphon gets going, and it's like priming.
Okay.
There you go.
All right, we'll be back. There's the show. I want to thank Poppy Montgomery for coming in here tonight.
Thank you.
She had a lukewarm night. She had some good nights.
I think she put it under memorable.
Memorable?
Right. You remember the show, right?
Absolutely.
Without a Trace, everybody. Thursday night, CBS, 10 o'clock. And Poppy, we'll see you back here. The show's going to be a big success. It's going to go on for a long time. You'll remember us.
I will indeed.
All right. So,
I won't hold my breath.
Until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. Egg or a douche nozzle?
A douche nozzle. I wouldn't. But why would I want to be a douche nozzle? Bag. No.
Bag.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.